Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Xbox One.
TV experience. TV. TV and movies. TV. Xbox. Watch TV. 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 Watch TV. 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 TV remote. TV experience. TV. 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 Sports TV. 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 Anybody? TV. TV. And TV. 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 Xbox, go home.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
You come from the city?
No, I come from the village. Ah, paisano, como sta? Hey, come with you.
But you're Italian, so that's not racist.
No, it's not.
It's not racist anyway.
All right, well, with that, we should probably start the podcast. What is this episode?
15.
This is definitely 15?
Are we doing a decimal point for this one, since we did that for the... or is this a full one?
We could do
point
1.
Point or it's 16.
Is this okay.
I think in
15.1 in lieu of Xbone?
I think this would be episode 14, but with the decimal point, it totally throws it off. Okay. We're all fucked up. Let's call it 15.
We don't have an episode 13.
Let's call
it
episode 1.
You're right. We skipped episode 13.
Yeah.
This can be we can't make this episode 13. That would be all fucked up.
This is an episode yet to be numbered. Welcome.
Yes, we'll number it later. All right. So on this episode yet to be numbered, I am Corey Atwood.
I'm never going to drink vodka out of a mason jar again, Joe.
I'm Susie.
I'm Waffles.
Leone.
All right, and we are back. The Microsoft announcement of the Xbox One just occurred about 12 days ago or so, and this is going to be the reaction podcast. We had one to the PS4 announcement, so this is going to be our reaction podcast to the Xbox One announcement.
Do we have one that has just moans and boos and groans?
We'll get to that. That's applauding this episode. That's not applauding the Xbox One announcement. We'll get to our feelings about that. But before we get started, we have a couple of new rules in this podcast. We've been kind of drunk and yelly these past couple of podcasts.
Yelly?
So
you speak in Spanish?
We have new rules about interruption. What we're going to try to institute is we have a rule called the Combo Breaker Rule. If someone wants to interrupt and get someone to shut the fuck up, and if they have something to say, we each have 3 combo breaker cards. We'll throw one in the middle. That person has to shut up, and someone else gives their opinion. We each have 3 of those. If there's any crosstalk or interruption without using a combo breaker card, you can only use it once. Once you've used your 3, you're done. Then you get 3 strikes. Once you get 3 strikes, you were put in the deal with a box.
Deal with it. Yeah, deal with it.
Which means
I'm gonna deal with it.
That your mic is shut off for 5 minutes. Do we have a way to time that? 5 minutes?
Yeah, in our heads.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
gonna work in talks.
Pay as you go.
We're playing it loose here on this episode.
Pay as you play. Just like Microsoft.
We have microtransactions for that. If you want to get out sooner, you just pay the microtransactions.
Buy gems.
You have to pay $5 a minute.
Oh.
I think Xbox showed too many games during their press conference.
Oh, we'll get to it.
But up, Bob. I got jokes.
All right, but we have a game first. Roger wanted to start with a game, because we always start with a game.
True.
So what are we doing for a game this episode?
Select difficulty. For those of you who do not forget...
Who never forget.
Select difficulty is the game where each of us is paired with another, and we each have 2 questions, an easy or a difficult. And we ask each other those questions, and whoever gets the most right wins.
But
that's pretty much it.
If you're the person you're asking is expected to get the easy one.
Correct.
So when you're asking a question, if someone gets it right, the asker takes a drink. And if they get it wrong, the person who's being questioned takes a drink, right?
Yes, okay. Correct. And if I ask a question to Joseph and he gets it wrong, I get a point.
That won't happen.
And if you ask a question to me and I get it right, I get a point.
So it's expected that everybody will be even at the end. That's what it's expected.
It should.
Expected.
It should work out that way, but it never has.
No. Usually it's not.
Clearly.
All right, so do you want to start the game?
No.
Your
do
idea.
Not. Who's paired up? I think it's Susie and Corey and Joe and me.
Okay. I have no questions right now. I'm going off the hip.
Okay. So,
do you want me to go first then?
Yes, you can go first.
I have my questions written down, so you think. All right, Susie, ready?
Yes.
I was say the nod doesn't translate.
Oh yes, no, it doesn't.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. Yes, if you get it right and wrong, as you know. All right. Do you want the easy one or the hard one first?
Give me the easy one first.
The easy one.
Let's warm
okay.
it up.
What came to be the nickname of the large original Xbox controller?
Oh boy.
Gay?
I have no idea.
Is that what you're looking for?
Gay!
Oh, we shortened it to just.
I know, but I don't want to go in and change the sound effect. I'm too lazy.
I have the fat Xbox F.
Is this an easy one?
For fat?
It should be a hard one.
This is a hard one?
It should be a hard one.
I don't know what it is.
Are you talking about like some kind of weird like underground nickname? Or
no,
is this like an official name?
If I say it, you'll recognize it right away. I just didn't want. I want to ask around if that's not easy, I'll change it.
The other one was the S, but I don't remember them having a nickname for the regular one.
Okay, well, this one. Not called the fat. I'll give you an easier one. It's called the Duke.
I don't know that.
The Duke? No one remembers Duke, the Duke?
No. I remember their controller. I just never saw them. That Duke. Wasn't an official name.
It was like the size of your head.
Yeah, it was a nickname.
Is that a spinoff?
It was the nickname it earned. I don't All know right. how it got it.
Okay.
It was
okay.
Gigantic.
All right, so a different easy one.
So wait, was that his hard one then?
That was his easy one.
Make it easy
but now
time.
You're making another easier one?
Well, my other one is even harder.
Well, what's that one?
What was the first XBLA game to exceed 1 million downloads?
Minecraft?
Prince. Braid.
Correct. Nope.
Ah!
Oh, it didn't buzz.
It didn't buzz because Shadow Complex.
What?
Shadow Complex.
I know what it is.
Earlier. What is it?
Earlier than Shadow Complex?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Just 1 million.
Oh, was it Trials HD?
This is shortly after the... Because original XBLA was on the first Xbox, but this is right after the 360 launch. It was one of the first
the
XBLA
game that came with
360.
It.
What was that?
Hex or whatever it was called?
No.
No, that was free.
Geometry
no
Wars?
No.
Whoa.
Shit.
Geometry...
Think webcam
fighters.
And cards.
Poker. Texas
oh.
Hold'em.
Video.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Buzzes all. I can't buzz fast enough.
I have no idea.
Balls.
It was Uno.
Uno. Cock. General Knox.
Uno. Uno was the first game to exceed 1 million downloads. Yes. All right. What was the first person shooter that launched with the original Xbox?
Launched with the original Xbox.
Perfect Dark.
What?
No, with the original.
How
can you
not? No, it did. Perfect Dark actually did. But that's not the one I was thinking. I'll
oh,
give you a guess.
Perfect Dark
Halo.
360 or Xbox One, yeah.
Original Xbox. I can't say Xbox One anymore.
Yeah,
it's so fucking confusing.
The first
Microsoft.
One. No, the first. The one with the one. No, not.
But anyways, did the Xbox One didn't have... Sorry.
You could shoot a bullet at it, and it would bounce off.
Yeah, it was like a giant metal box.
We're going to find that out soon.
No death screens, nothing like that?
Not that I knew of.
No,
I would get
no,
a disk read
no
error on my Xbox right now if I tried to start it.
That thing never had a problem. PS2 had problems.
The laser got weak.
So what happened?
Well, they probably updated with Windows technology.
Well then. Yeah, but it wasn't an operating system
no,
problem.
It was, like
it was a heat problem.
They had problems
with heating.
Well, they're not a hardware company.
They had problems with disk drives. There were some that the disk drive would break and it just wouldn't come out anymore. So.
Yeah, but the main issue was the overheating. That's why you got the red ring of death or whatever it was called.
Yes.
Trying with the 360?
For the 360,
yeah.
All right, who's going next
sure.
for select
I am
difficulty?
On your team.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not on a team.
I'm opposing
you're
your opponent.
You're my adversary.
So, time out. How many points did... What's the point distribution
zero.
Here?
I got zero.
You got none right, so Corey has 2 points.
Okay, I got 2 points.
All right, so you want the easy one or the hard one?
Give me the hard one.
Both of these revolve around Neverwinter, which
Fuck.
Was the game, the MMO that just came out on the PC. It's a free-to-play game. You can freely play it.
Freely.
The hard one.
Yes.
The 5 classes that you can play as.
And it all 5?
All 5.
What? That's a 5-part question.
Give me fine. Give
5
me
questions in one.
Do you want to do one class? Can you name
no,
one
that's
class?
Your question.
Well, just okay, can I name you like the generic class or does it need to be a specific name?
Each class has a name. Give me one of them.
Rogue. Sir Rogue.
There's 2 words
shot
to that.
The
you got the second one.
Elf Rogue.
Trickster.
Fuck.
Rogue Trickster?
Trickster Rogue. Rogue. Great Weapon Fighter, the Guardian Fighter, the Control Wizard, Trickster Rogue, and the Devout Cleric.
Wizard. I should have said something
about
a wizard.
Hate.
And the easy question.
Hate
what universe does Neverwinter take place in?
What universe?
Yes. So, for example,
come on.
Halo takes place in the Halo
come
universe.
Come on.
Space Marine takes place in the Warhammer universe.
Come on.
The Neverwinter universe?
Come on!
What universe does the Neverwinter game take place in?
Don't hit the table. Calm down.
I believe he answered the question.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Nah, that was a joke. That was a joke.
There's dragons.
Dragon Age? The Dragon Age universe?
You can't give it to him.
Francis, stop leading him on. You guys could be tied.
You're
if
right.
Wrong.
I was going to say Middle Earth just because.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Jeez.
Oh, really?
You don't remember seeing it at PAX?
The rogue.
Francis was like drooling on it when we played it.
I do, but I forgot.
The cleric, the rogue, the warrior.
I forgot the Dungeons and Dragons giant headlight.
I have a picture of it.
My mistake. Okay.
Jeez.
Achievement unlocked.
Okay. Do you want to ask me first, or do I ask you first, Joseph?
I'll ask you questions.
Okay.
Here's
shoot.
Question number one.
I want the easy one first.
I don't have an easy one. I
think
had a hard
just,
one line.
He just has two.
Okay, I want the hard one
easy,
first.
I'll give you an easy one.
Okay.
I'll give you an easy one. For original Xbox. Well, why did you?
I thought you were still thinking. I'm sorry.
This is an easy one. Original Xbox is one of the first Xbox games to utilize Xbox Live based on Mech Warrior. What was the name of the game?
Mech Warrior?
What's the question then?
Mech Warrior Assault?
No!
Is this the easy one?
Yeah, it was the easy one. It was like the first game to use Xbox Live on regular Xbox. Mech Assault.
I was going
to
say, are you asking him about Mech Assault?
I even gave you half the
I've watched him play it for like hours on end.
I'm sorry. I do. I remember watching you play it hours on end too.
It was like that.
A point for you, good
sir. That was the easy question.
Okay.
Now the hard question.
Point for Joe.
Yes.
Okay, Xbox Live Arcade... featured Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the arcade game. One of the regular enemies in it was a little robotic creature developed by Baxter Stockman. What was the name of the
this
creature?
Is a retro question disguised as an Xbox Live arcade
what's the
question.
Name of those little mouse things?
Yeah.
Mousers, right?
Hey! There you go. You were halfway there.
A point for me, a point for you. Do you want your hard question first or your easy question?
Hit me with the hard stuff, right up the five hole.
All right, just interrupt for a second, Roger. If you get this, if he doesn't get either of those, you win this game.
Yes. Okay. My easy question is really easy, though, so he should get it.
General Knox.
Metroid for Nintendo Entertainment System in North America. North America was released in what month and year?
Month?
What?
And year?
This
That's
is
the easy question?
That's the hard question.
Oh. Okay.
Sweet Jesus. In North America?
Yes. Month and year.
I'm going to go with...
Year you could ballpark.
I know.
Month is a wild-ass guess.
Fuck me.
It was very hot this month.
I'm going to go with July of 1986.
No. It was August of 1987.
Sorry, I beeped over you.
Oh, he's one off from each.
Huh?
He's one off from each
one
category.
Off from each.
Yes.
You have a plus one, minus one variance.
So I have two points now. You have one. Here we go.
Just to rub it in.
Wait, then I would have 1 point if you go. Okay, so
you do.
I have
you
two,
have one
you
point.
Have one.
All right.
Name the secret identities of these three characters.
That's a three-part question.
That is a three-part question.
All right, well, I haven't heard them yet. They may
it's
be all right,
easy. All right. Batman.
Bruce Wayne.
Thank you. Deadpool.
Wade Wilson.
Thank you. Green Lantern. Eater.
Aren't there a lot of Green
Lanterns?
Yeah,
that's why I said either. This is the last one.
Why can't I? It's like right on the tip of my nose.
The black one or the white one?
Give him some Jeopardy music here. Come on. Give us something.
I took the Jeopardy music off. I'll give him
Hal Jordan. Sorry.
Okay.
Took like a minute for it.
Correct.
There you go.
Goodness.
Yes.
All right, good.
So wait, did we all tie?
The final score is Corey 2, Susie 2, Joe 2, and Roger pulling up the rear with 2.
Awesome. We're going to have a four-way tiebreaker?
How would we do that with this game?
We'd slap our cocks on the table.
I'll take a loss.
I'd rather not.
Take a loss.
You're shooting me now, Roger.
I'll take
I'd probably lose anyways.
I win.
Okay, tell me an Xbox One launch title other than Halo Combat Evolved. And
that
other than Perfect Dark.
Call of Duty Ghosts.
That stupid game.
No, not Xbox One. Oh. Sorry, the original Xbox.
Cameo.
No, Cameo was Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah.
Zurich. Boom.
Might have been. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right, the blue guy
I have a list of like three of them.
Madden.
Remember?
Came out probably. Dead Rising.
No.
Dead Rising was 360.
No, Xbox.
Was it?
Xbox. Yeah. Original Xbox had...
The Suffering.
Azuric, Halo.
Oh, Dead or Alive.
Dead
that
Alive
came out.
One of them.
Yes.
Project Gotham Racing.
I don't think that was a launch, though.
I think it was.
Might have been. I don't know. Fuck. Either way, you know what? I'll split it down the middle and give it to both of you.
At that time. How could you even be qualified to make that determination?
Yeah, you were wearing an Xbox Sucks shirt during those times.
I was, yes.
God, you giving speeches and communications class about it.
Yes, give a little bit of context. In college, I was poor, and I was a fanboy because I was poor, and I could only own one console, and I was offended that Microsoft had the audacity to bring a second console to compete with Sony's, which is the only one I could afford. So I was a hateful fanboy who made a t-shirt that said Xbox sucks for no reason at all, other than I couldn't afford it. So
you didn't make a GameCube sucks t-shirt.
That's because the GameCube wasn't out yet.
And because GameCube did suck.
No, GameCube was a good system.
GameCube was adorable.
Whoa.
It was adorable.
It was a good system.
Whoa.
It had a little handle. You could bring it to your friend's house.
Yeah.
Wow.
GameCube is one of the only systems I traded in my entire life.
Really, that wasn't that bad of a system. The controller was
Xbox, original Xbox for GameCube.
Pikmin was
so
cool.
I can play Rogue Leader.
No, I enjoyed Pikmin.
Yeah, what was the only Star Wars game? Was the one that I
and Resident Evil 4. Anyways,
we're playing Resident Evil 4 for that. I got a card.
Resident Evil 0.
PS2.
I think we're trailing off here.
Okay, you're right. Let's bring it back. We gotta bring it back, and we'll move on to the main topic of today's show when we get back.
There's a new game, and it's tearing the streets up. Lace your boots if you think you can keep up. Raw and panties match with a diva stripped down. Build your character so strong, opponents skip town. But y'all rookies got a lot to learn. You ain't guaranteed fame, what you get, you earn. It's a school of hard knocks where you pay your dues. Toughness is measured in your black and blue. Starting small-time gyms where the chances are slim. A rock and a leather belt laced with gold trim. The world title, you got the guts to take it. It's a cutthroat game, very few make it. You in the weak games, man, this ain't you. This is real life passion, THQ. The legends roster stacked with Hall of Famers. Tough enough to beat even polished gamers. A bunch of superstars smacked down and raw. They ready to fight. Be gon' crack down your jaw. I'm your number one choice, man. Your boy is sick. With moves so hot, I light up your joystick. Everybody else is lame, dude. They can't see me. I be running the GameCube. Day of reckoning's coming. Remember, I told you. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. GameCube. Rated T for
Teen. We're back, and we're gonna get to the main part of today's story, which is the Xbox announcement, the Xbox One. But to help us out with today's story, we actually have. We have a special guest. An inside source, if you will, who is going to call in, and he's actually going to give us exclusive, 8-bit-proof exclusive information on the Xbox One. There's a lot of fuzzy information going on right now, so we don't really know what's confirmed and what's not. Oh, he's calling right now, actually.
A lot of fear-mongering coming out there.
We do have a Nokia phone here as the official 8-bit-proof phone, so if you want to call and donate so we can get a better phone, please do that.
Hold it, Lotion.
All right, so I'm going to answer it.
Very old.
Hold on, I'm gonna answer it. Wait. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're the 8-bit proof inside source, correct?
That's true.
Okay, we don't want you to reveal your secret anonymous identity here, but how should we refer to you?
First name Gil, second name Bates.
Alright, so Gil Bates is how we should refer
First
to you?
First name Gil, second name Bates.
Alright, that.
Hey there, Gil Bates!
Were you in Fallout 3?
I was not.
Okay. But Gil Bates, that has nothing to do with who you are, right? Who you really are? I shouldn't even ask who you really are. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because that name sounds very familiar.
Not really sure what you're talking about.
Okay, let's not berate him. He was kind enough to call in and be our inside source.
Yes, I was promised. All I have to do is give info.
You're right.
That's it.
We'll keep your anonymity.
Just confirm or deny the rumors we've heard.
Yes, I will.
Because there has been some pretty wacky ones over the past 12 days, so...
Things are tense on the Microsoft campus right now, so let's keep this clean and quick, okay?
Are you online right now? Are you connected?
A Taiwanese hooker.
I can't reveal any information of where I am or what I am doing. No. Just know that I'm here to help you guys get the info out. That's it.
Okay.
Well, we're going to get it out.
Dude, this dude sounds stressed.
Yeah, he sounds pretty intense.
He probably has to check in 24 hours.
Sounds like he needs a neck rub.
I appreciate the joke, but that's not true. I'm a high-level official here at Microsoft.
All right, so
I don't check in.
Let's start off with the name. Xbox One. That's what we're all waiting for is a name announcement. How does everybody feel about the name of the next generation console for the Xbox? Everyone's expecting 720 and all that shit.
I didn't hate it.
They went in reverse, which is interesting.
It's awful.
Applause to them, because nobody's probably done that before.
Isn't it going to be confusing, though? Like, aren't there going to be, like, an army of confused soccer moms walking into Best Buy being like, can I have the Xbox one, and like I picture Best Buy trying to unload this giant crate of original Xboxes just on all these helpless women.
That would just be an incredibly douchey move on Best Buy, though, to do that.
But stores usually, like when the Hulk movie came out, you see all like the Bill Bixby like Hulk DVDs like pushed out front so people can buy those.
Well, people get confused. Preying on the
innocent
dumb-dumbs.
You gotta know what you're doing when you get in there.
I don't even think Xbox One's, I mean, Xbox, the original, are in the stores anymore.
That's right, you just called it Xbox One. Like, what
boom!
What do we call it now?
Proof is in the pudding.
On the Microsoft campus, we call it X-Bone.
X-Bone? Is that, that's the name of the new one?
That's what we call it there, the new one, X-Bone. Xbox shortened, one, X-Bone.
XB1, I get it.
Exactly, okay. X-Bone.
X-Bona.
X-Bone unlocked. Thank you. I'm sorry, I don't mean to make fun of you.
No problem.
Gil. Do you smoke, Gil?
I've been known to smoke a couple of packs a day, yes.
Okay.
It's very stressful working on a new system. Very stressful.
Do you own any hockey pads, Gil?
Smoking socks.
No.
Okay.
I do not own hockey pads.
I was just curious.
Sounds like this guy smokes cocks.
He was nice enough to call in.
Sounds like he knows how to deep throat a couple of things.
All right, so I do not like the name. I don't feel happy about the Xbox One. I think it's a ridiculous name. Joe, you said you liked it?
I think it's awful.
Oh, you
think
it's awful?
It's the stupidest thing ever. The whole idea of going backwards so they can restart their legacy while PlayStation goes forward. Because they knew they couldn't make something that was going to be like Xbox 720. Hey, look, we got a 7 in front of our name, and you only got a 4. So they were like, yeah, let's just play reverse psychology. We'll go back to 1.
After 720, they'd have to go to 1080, and then the math would get fuzzy.
It'd be one thing if they gave it a cool name, like they were talking about Infinity before, and
Red Meat and Titties. I think that's weird.
I'm sorry. I interrupted Susie with a sound effect of Susie.
That's okay. That doesn't count for a cross.
The universe has exploded.
But I think it's more, the name is more Xbox One because they want to be the all-in-one system. I think that's why they call it the Xbox One. I don't think they call it to restart their Xbox legacy. I think they're just like, this is the Xbox One.
Gil,
we gave you this TV Xbox, so you can watch TV through your TV with your TV.
Okay, Gil, why is it called the Xbox One? Were you privy to that information?
I was.
Is it true that it was called Xbox One because it costs you $1 every time you say its name?
That's foolish.
One Microsoft point?
It's foolish. It's called the Xbox One because one kid in Malaysia is the cost it takes to make one Xbox One. That's why.
That's
but don't release that information to the public, please.
All right, we'll cut that on the podcast.
Appreciation.
All right, so one Malaysian child has to die for every single Xbox One unit that's moved?
I mean, we'll here at Microsoft, we look at it as population control, cheap labor, you know, that kind of stuff.
Gil, is it true that you fill the cooling unit on the GPU with the blood of one child?
That would make sense why the Malaysian child is killed.
We do have an internal cooling unit that is filled with some sort of liquid that I am not at liberty to say what it is exactly.
All right, well
but yes, it is Malaysian children blood.
you heard it here first.
That's
on 8-bit
pretty fucked.
Proof. Yeah, that is pretty fucked. Susie, how do you feel about the name of the Xbox One?
Yeah, I like the name. Xbox All-in-One. Xbox One. It's pretty simple. You're going to go into the store, you're going to ask for the Xbox One, you're going to make sure it has a Kinect with it, and then there you go.
You have no choice.
It's All-in-One. You don't need to buy anything else. There's no other features. There's no
camera.
There's no wand remote thing you got to get. There. And
I like the name just because I like the name. I just like it. Xbox One.
Maybe.
I like it.
They
make
on,
that
they're
three.
They're doing something different. They're breaking the mold.
It's three against two, suckers. Bite it. Blow it.
Gil, you like the name too then?
Love it.
Okay.
Love it. Prefer X-Bone, but we couldn't market that.
I'm not going to lie, Gil. Every time I think about Xbox One, I'm going to think of a dead Malaysian child now.
You should.
Okay. I won't tell anybody.
That's not far from the truth.
Honor their memory. Play some video games on it.
All right, so moving on. The biggest thing to like send shockwaves across the fucking internet is this used games are going to require a fee to play. As in like...
Sorry.
Gil, you sound awfully pleased with yourself.
Yeah, you
about
do.
That,
No. I was someone. My buddy Adam was making a joke in here. The punchline was deal with it.
Yeah. Polishing your fucking platinum Rolex with all the money you're gonna make off of those used games. You son of a bitch.
Don't worry about it.
All right. So the way you guys, Gil, are doing this at Microsoft is all games will be tied to an account.
Correct. Okay. One account. One Xbox Live account.
All right, so, like, news has gone back and forth, like, there was an article on Gizmodo a couple of weeks ago that said, or not a couple of weeks ago.
Not a fan of Gizmodo. Not a fan.
No.
No. Okay. Not a fan.
Okay.
But continue.
If I had an opposite of achievement unlocked, I would play that. Oh, there you go.
Trophy.
So Gizmodo said that there will not be a fee to play used games. And then I think it was today I read an article that said if there is a fee, Take-Two like jumped on that. Take-Two wants a piece of it. The publisher of Take-Two.
Of course they do. We're buddies. EA as well. Ubisoft, Vantage Point, and used game fees.
You did spend $1 billion on games. New games, exclusive games.
We said $1 billion.
$1 billion.
It's really more like $10 billion.
That's a lot.
It's a foolish amount of money to spend on something like this. It's ridiculous. Mm. No one understands why we did it. Mm. I don't even understand it. But we got games.
Shut up and take my money!
15 of them. 17, if you count the Secret 2 we haven't told anyone about.
Ooh. That's it for the entire console? It's just going to be 17 games?
Launch exclusive titles.
Oh, okay.
We got 5 million coming out for the life of the system.
That's a lot of video.
That's
games.
An exaggeration, okay?
Alright, so how does everybody feel about used games? I don't buy used games, hardly ever. I still think it's ridiculous that...
It's gonna put a cramp on my bar and game style.
Goodbye, GameStop. Goodbye, what's that other one? Nope. Gamefly?
Yep.
No, the way they made it sound, though, is like that they're going to be in bed with GameStop, where like GameStop will buy a game, and some of the proceeds of them buying the game will go to Xbox, and then some of the proceeds of them selling the game will go back to Xbox, too.
Double dipping.
But only...
Gil, what do you think of that?
Oh,
we're in this to make money, all right? We're a business.
Yeah.
Successful business models, money first.
Mm.
I read that...
That's unprofessional.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm on a podcast with you B people. You don't even silence your phone.
It's my cell phone. I'm sorry.
You want to take that? Take that call.
No,
it's... No. All right.
It's my dad.
Sorry, Gil.
Okay,
Sorry.
I'm totally...
It's unprofessional.
I'm
unprofessional.
Sorry, Gil. Totally thrown off now what I was going to say. Oh, GameStop's only going to get 10% of each used game sale. The fee that they charge, only 10% is going to go to the brick-and-mortar store that agrees
yes.
to it. The rest of it's all going to go back to Microsoft.
That's right.
The publisher.
Correct. As well it should.
That's I don't understand how anyone would have the right to tell you what to do with a licensed copy of a game that you own. Like, you own the licensed copy. If I want to hand it to Francis and let him play the fucking game, how on earth do they feel like it's in any way... okay to say, all right, we're going to take a 10% cut. GameStop's going to take another 10% cut. And then you're going to pay us to like load the game onto the system. It's
possibly
crazy.
Full price. I've heard rumors that it's possibly the
it would
exact
have to
price
be,
of the
because otherwise I would
game.
Buy it, right? And I would give it to you, and you would pay, what, $30? And you'd have the same game. And then Francis would pay $30, and you'd have the same game. And Roger would have $30 and have the same game. And we'd all have the game and have spent, what, 60, 30, 30, 30? Less than fucking the cost of, you know... 2.25 copies of it, and we got 4 copies of it. It would make no sense to do anything less than the full fee if you were going to charge anything.
I'm at the point now where I hope it's a full. Just it's like I want to see how bad it can get.
I will.
So
not,
I would. I
will not buy
it. I want to see where it is. It is a full price because I just want to see it get worse.
I feel like they're just throwing out this crazy shit, like crazy ideas, to see what people react into it. And then they're like, oh, well, we're going to dial it down a little bit. Like, always online? No, we didn't say
we'll
that.
We'll get to that. Don't get ahead of me. But I heard it. I can't remember the... It was Kotaku? I don't want to misquote, but it was some article where they were trying to spin it positively. Like, you have a game. You bring it over to your friend's house. You can put it on his Xbox, but you have to upload the game or download the game to his hard drive.
It's just crazy. It's
Let's say I brought a game to Joe's house. We played it. He downloaded it on his hard drive. I went home. I took the game. It would still be on his hard drive. And he would have the option to be able to buy it because it's still on his hard drive. So he would just have to pay full price. He wouldn't even have to go to the store. He would just have it.
But,
so
oh
it's
my God,
like,
I could just have it right now.
Well,
oh,
like,
so great.
It's their attempt.
For it,
you have to be signed on under your gamer tag on his system, though.
To play it. But yeah. The game would be loaded onto his system, so he could make it available for his gamer tag.
If he paid it.
He paid it. So it's their attempt at like a viral marketing kind of
thing.
So
here's an idea. You have the sign-in on your system, right? Just give me your fucking gamer tag and your sign-in information.
Yeah,
but then mine and yours, and we could just.
How are you gonna play though?
You couldn't play at the same time.
I don't know, well, what if we just took shifts?
Yeah, but then you'd get my gamers like
hey
things. It would
anything
just,
to
I
fuck
would,
digital rights management.
I heard that Microsoft would severely punish anyone who tried to circumvent their business model here. Gil, what was the punishment that Microsoft was gonna do for people that tried to circumvent this?
It's like a 5 or 10 stage punishment. I'll only give you a couple of the stages. First. We ban your Xbox Live name for a year.
And you make a new one.
Second, We charge you for 2 more copies of the game on your credit card attached to your Xbox Live account. Third, we kill 3 puppies.
Why 3?
Because that's the third step. You got to pick a number.
Yes, it's the third step.
It seems awful.
It is awful, but we got to do it.
Hmm. Yeah, I read you could trade the licenses. Like, if you uninstall your game and trade back the license.
For a fee.
For a fee?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything you do on Xbox is a fee.
So I guess you can't get out of this without paying, but you can trade the license or trade the game.
They have for a fee.
For a fee, and they haven't really talked about it yet. I don't know if Gil, if you can expand on
I'm talking
that.
About it right now.
All right.
You're going to pay a fee when you trade your license.
All right.
It's $40 for license trades.
So, Will, crazy. So following this, it hasn't been addressed by anybody, but is an Xbox Live account going to be mandatory?
Is yes.
You are going to need an Xbox Live account.
Well, you can have a silver account. There's still connected to the internet.
No. Xbox One.
Be connected to the internet.
Well, let's see from the source.
Silver was free, right?
Yes.
Xbox One is not going to honor silver accounts any longer. You have to have gold. It has to be gold. Each Xbox, when purchased, is going to require a 5-year membership paid up front.
Gil, I heard that you have to pay per minute for each game you play.
That's only EA games. We're working on that with Ubisoft.
Business model.
You heard it here first on 8-Bit Proof. EA, all games pay by the minute.
Yes, a penny a minute. Sorry. You think it's small, but it adds up.
EA did just do away with the season pass. They deserve credit for that.
Well, yeah. Because the whole
DRM
thing's in place.
Yeah, because they probably found a better way to soak fucking money out of people. Like, online pass.
Microtransactions.
Season pass. What are we doing this stupid stuff? Are we getting all their money up front? We can just keep soaking them over here. You ever heard of this?
Game.
Just because of how effeminate your make-believe EA executive was.
It's just one step more towards all digital future. So
it's one step forward towards me never playing video games again. That's what it is.
Amen.
Steam is awesome.
Amen.
All right, well, let's...
You can get games for $10.
Let's continue on that train of thought. All video games it'll be mandatory to install all games to the hard drive. That's how they're going to try to enforce this DRM thing.
I like how that sounds.
You like that?
It sounds good.
I actually, initially, I think that sounds great to be able to come home, put the disc in your system, put it up on your hard drive, put the disc down, and never have to get up and play it again, or
yes.
Put it in again.
And you can play while it's installing, but it has to be up to 99% installed.
At 99, I can start playing?
Yes.
Okay. That's quite the jump.
It's pretty much done there.
But I mean,
well, you still have that 1%.
That's true.
The 500 gig hard drive, you can't upgrade that at all.
Yeah, very unfortunate. From what I've read, very unfortunate.
They said there could be something else.
You
like
can't take it out, right, Gil?
How are you
cannot take it out. Why would we allow you control over our system? That's
ever
ridiculous.
Use 500 gigabytes of information.
How would you use it?
How much is a game install?
They're
7 gigs?
Like,
10 gigs?
Yeah, like 7 or 8.
They're on Blu-rays now. And if I own it, as long as I own the Xbox 360, that's 8 years worth of games.
And if it's an all-in-one system, you're going to be doing movies, music,
Blu-rays
TV shows.
Blu-rays are like almost 50 gigs alone.
How much the operating system takes up how much, Gil?
Operating system takes 35% of all memory.
That's confirmed by our completely anonymous source.
Blu-rays are 25 gigs, right? Of memory?
Yeah, it's
25 gigs.
I don't know how much a movie
still,
is.
Still, that is quite
a bit.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure these new games are going to be taken up maybe most
on
of the disc.
They'll be on Blu-ray discs.
And you have to install them.
They said the option of external hard drives, but...
Of course we're going to offer external hard drives for a price.
Well, yeah, they haven't said
twice
whether or
the
not,
market price, probably.
They haven't said whether or not the external hard drives will be proprietary or not. Like, could I use any external hard drive?
First party only.
He's stuck in his
headphones. Or is it going to be limited, like they do with the memory sticks, like only 16 gigabytes? I have a 32, stick.
On PS Vita?
I can answer.
A gig stick, I can only use 16 gigs of it plugged into my Xbox.
I can answer your question for you.
Answer my question for me, Gil.
We're going to be selling, in a year's time after it's released, a 300 gigabyte external hard drive.
Yeah.
But when formatted to the Xbox, it'll only be 32 gigabytes. It's also going to cost $600.
Only 600?
That's cheap for a 300 gigabyte hard drive.
That's true.
Solid state or regular spinning discs?
We go with solid.
That's good. That's good.
I'm pretty sure Gil
it's
had
a fat 32 operating.
About.
I knew what he was talking about.
Gil looked like he arbitrarily chose one, or sounded like. I can't see Gil. He's on the phone, obviously.
How could you see Gil?
I'm sorry. he sounds like he's right here with us. Mm. We have a good line.
It's a good connection.
It's not Skype.
Our Nokia phone has a really great
Brought
connection.
Brought to you by AT&T.
And Microsoft.
And AIDS.
Oh!
And Malaysian children.
Thanks.
All right, anybody else have anything to say about the downloaded to the hard drives?
Hated it. I hate it on PlayStation 3, and I'm not going to like it on Xbox.
Man, it's, do you ever install your 360 games to your hard drive?
Yeah, for games that I know I'm going to play a lot, because it doesn't put the load on the disk drive while you're playing it all the time. But that's like it's an option. It's a choice.
I think mandatory full installs are awesome, because it's less spinning disk, less load time, and you're less reliable on anything. You don't have to put a disk in. You can just play any game you want that's on your thing.
You only have to wait 28 minutes before you can play the game. You have to put it in, all excited, ready to play, and sit there and stare at the fucking install bar. Like,
yeah, the first time you get it, though. But then anytime you want to play it afterwards, you never have to wait for the loading time.
What happened when you played Metal Gear
Solid 4? Dude, don't even remind me. That was the worst.
See,
every chapter, it was like five
chapters,
we're right?
Going more and more towards the PC.
Yeah. Was it four or five chapters? In between each one, you had to load.
It was awful. And it was just him smoking a cigarette.
You can probably, at least it was entertaining, because he was like...
You can probably leave your console on during the day, and you'll just queue it up on the internet, and it'll load before you get home.
That was not entertaining.
Yeah, from what
like
I read, developing for the PS4
time.
Is like... I'm sorry, we're cross-talking. My apologies. I don't know who's stuck. You throwing a combo breaker?
No.
Okay. I just want to play the sound effect.
I'll throw the April O'Neil combo breaker at you. Combo breaker! All
right, but from what I hear, developing for the PS4 is practically identical to iDelta.
Yes.
Identical to PC.
I heard developing for PS4 was a douchebag thing to do.
Is it?
That's what I heard.
If your name is Jonathan Blow.
I just heard that. That's it. Yeah, that's all I heard.
What is your opinion of Jonathan Blow, Gil?
What's my opinion of what?
On Jonathan Blow? He's an indie developer?
I think his last name says it all. He blows. I don't know if we're going to be talking about indie developers later. So if we are, I can save these comments for later.
I actually don't have indie developers.
Yeah, you know why you don't? Because they don't fucking matter.
They don't matter at all to the industry. Not a good place.
They don't matter to Microsoft. When we have Halo, Gears of War, Forza,
Fable,
any.
Sorry.
Fable. That game's kind of gay though. So yeah, I mean, by the time indie games are relevant,
you're running out of steam.
We'll have released like 20 Halo games. And made hand fists of money.
Imagine what if Microsoft's really planning on fleecing consumers this bad. Imagine what they're gonna do to the poor assholes that wanted to be like indie developers that got like their hooks into like XBLA, and now they want to like go towards Xbox One, and Xbox One's gonna be like, well, we doubled the price of filing your stuff on here, and you have to give us all your profits.
Well, there's
and
a
we'll meter it out to you.
There's a mandatory. You need a publisher now. You're an indie dev, you must acquire a publisher. I don't know if you can... I don't think you're allowed to self-publish anymore.
No, you cannot on the Xbox One.
That's insanity that you can't self-publish.
You need a publisher.
See?
It's that's the most unfriendly indie developer unfriendly thing I've ever heard. I like that the fact that they're getting rid of the indie section and putting it all together. These are all games. But seriously, they're just going to bury...
Yep.
They're going to be buried in between, like...
Hey, when you got Halo and NFL...
They don't need indie
and
games.
Call of Duty Ghosts.
Yeah.
They don't need them.
You don't need any.
First DLC Xbox One exclusive! Oh my god, bro! I'm glad you're all excited about our Call of Duty exclusives.
I'm excited.
It's going to be pomperific.
I'm excited for the motion cap dogs.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was fun. I was there when they were doing that.
Dog of Duty.
His name was Biscuit.
Yeah.
Yes, because he liked biscuits.
Dog on Warfare 3.
Don't all dogs like biscuits?
Can you play as a dog in that game?
The dog died after we made the game.
Why?
I can't tell you that.
Because reasons, I think.
Can you play as a dog?
Yes, there's three levels where you take the perspective of the dog.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Do you pee on stuff?
Arr! I mean, I can't remember if there... Yes, you can pee on stuff. Yes.
Awesome.
Confirmed. This was a mark your territory.
All right, well, let's move on, since we were talking about indie games. Lack of any sort of backwards compatibility with the Xbox 360. Any sort of, like, even if you're playing a game on, like, Watch Dogs. Even if you're playing
Sleeping
Watch Dogs.
Sleeping Dogs?
Yes. If you're playing Watch Dogs on the Xbox One, if there was a multiplayer, I don't even know if there's a multiplayer
Probably.
Section. You couldn't play with someone who's playing the exact same game on the Xbox 360.
Correct.
Why did you do that, Gil?
We're living in the future now.
What
Why
the fuck is the matter
the
with you?
Excuse me. Why must you live in the past?
But we
Xbox 360 happened. Right now, Xbox One X-Bone is happening.
Gil, you're an animal. I can't believe
I'm sorry.
Well, the PS4 is doing the same thing.
Backwards compatibility is backwards gaming.
If you
and we don't want to be backwards. We want to be forward. Forward thinking, forward thought, forward logic, back forward tactics. Deal with it. Jesus. Thank you.
If you want backwards compatibility, you can always buy a PC.
Cool.
All the PC games work on a PC.
How long did it take Francis
if it's a Windows NT version and you can't play it on Windows 8?
Oh.
How long did it take Francis to bring up computers?
How far are we into
the cast? Good, like 40 minutes into the cast?
Yes, 40 minutes.
Good job, Francis.
Thanks. I haven't brought up DSX yet.
That's good. Good. Though.
But I understand the notion that we don't want to put backwards compatibility in because we'd have to make a 360 and practically put it inside an Xbox One. But
correct.
When they made the 360, all they have to do is release emulation software, yeah. Which is what they did in batches of patches.
Yeah, right.
Hey.
Are you willing to pay a fee for those emulators?
No, what they want you to do is just to confirm that they want you to buy the games again, basically.
Correct. We do.
Right.
Yes.
For a small fee.
Greed is good.
Yeah.
I when they released the 360, there was a couple of patches, or not patches, there was a couple of programs already input. You could play Halo 2, which was backwards compatible, and I think FIFA. And all the other game, a bunch of old Xbox One, Xbox Original, I guess we should call it now.
It's called the Xbox.
The Xbox.
Yes.
The Xbox. They released, like, patches where you could play, like,
a box.
A bunch of older games over a couple of months. I don't understand why they can't do that for the Xbox One.
They probably just don't have the time for it.
No, they don't want you to.
They want you to buy them again.
Fuck them. They should. I bought all those games. I have a giant library of games.
You still have a 360 right there.
Wait. Isn't it called the Xbox One?
Yeah,
isn't it the one and only thing I'll need in my living room? Don't fucking tell me that I should keep my Xbox 360 if you're going to try to market the Xbox One as an individual thing. It's
you
only
can still play
on
your Xbox 360 games. You just got to fucking buy them again.
Yeah, exactly.
Duh.
Shut up and take my money.
Yeah.
I like that. Who was that? I like his ideas.
That was every single 20-something male who loves Call of Duty.
that's our pretty much our target demographic
there. And Madden.
And fantasy football.
Exactly.
Football.
Are you telling me people aren't going to be swarming to our system when we announce, what's that thing called? Season ticket pass, whatever, for every NFL game.
Season ticket hall pass.
The PlayStation.
Yeah, he's going to get all the PlayStation.
The PlayStation 4's battleship was just sunk.
Don't feel like Madden, yeah.
No. Football. Who doesn't like football? Un-American to not like football.
I'm not
an un-American to buy a Japanese console.
Mm.
The Xbox One is made 100% in Malaysia, which happens secretly. No one knows this, but U.S. owns Malaysia. So,
it's a Microsoft.
They
US
sprinkled
territory.
American soil just on the ground where they built the factory, so technically it's on American soil.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Right,
so Adam, what time is it? All right. I still got some time. Don't worry.
Right. Okay. Moving on, the always online internet connection, which really doesn't affect me at all unless there's a power outage. I think it doesn't affect a lot of users, but I understand the outrage.
I don't see it as big as it did. I don't know. Because when I do play Xbox 360, I always keep it connected online, but I don't know.
That
what do you think, Francis?
That check-in thing bugs me because you got to think about, they're supposed
to
have
explain what the check-in thing is.
Well, every 24 hours, your game's supposed to check in to make sure it's a legitimate copy and whatnot. And what if that system's down? It's Microsoft.
Yeah.
You know, they're supposed to have 300 servers helping out in their cloud to make sure this thing operates properly. But again,
AKA
you know,
the
if
Diablo 3 day one theory.
Yeah. So, if a million people were trying to check in, you know, how are they going to handle that?
Some games aren't playable. Well, possibly. It's up to the individual publisher. Well, some games won't be playable at all if you can't check in.
Yeah, so I mean, if you got, how many people play Xbox concurrently at one point in time?
Nothing's going to go wrong.
I mean, how are you going to handle a million requests?
Everything's
going to
go very smoothly.
No, it's going to go swimmingly. Nothing's going to go wrong. No servers are going to crash. There's not going to be any problems getting online. Nothing's going
to
go wrong.
Gil, is it true that you have to pay a small fee? You have to pay a small fee to get the best service?
Adam! These jabronis are complaining about always online. Yeah. Fucking deal with it. thank you. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
I need a smoke.
Yeah, what if you live in Idaho and you don't have cable?
What if you've got dial-up?
Oh,
modem?
My God. Who the hell cares?
We heard it from them. They said deal with it.
All right, you know.
I mean.
No, I was just kidding. That I agree.
No, it's fine.
Well, Microsoft's a juggernaut. They don't have to care about those people.
What if you live in Spain?
They don't have to
Spanish
care.
And you want an Xbox.
They don't have to
what
care.
What does Spanish have to do with it?
Then
it's a worldwide console.
If you want to play Dragon Age 3 once a day, you have to haul your Xbox to the local Spanish version of Dunkin' Donuts, yeah, where you can get Wi-Fi for 2 seconds.
Yeah. Wait, you don't have, you can't just have a
well, what if
internet
you have,
in your house in Spain?
Dial-up, it's going to be a slow connection, so...
How do they not have, like, you know, DSL in Spain?
I don't have... Italy, I don't know. You know what?
Come on.
If I had to say,
right,
I would
big
say...
planet.
I would say Microsoft
not everybody has
very,
internet.
Why a very American system.
Right, Canada and the U.S.
Oh, jeez.
No, but I would just say the style and of system it is, I would
right
say it's very American in style.
Right, it does not
there,
sell
there
well
there is a
outside
sheen of heat, like in a halo around my balls right now.
It's very
a
warm in
here. Halo that I can feel. It's palpable.
Can I put my hand over it?
No.
Okay.
All right,
you'll
do you
burn
guys...
You'll
I'm
burn
back. Did I miss anything, guys? I just stepped out for a smoke.
You're all set.
You guys still bitching about always online.
We're moving on, actually. We have a couple more talking points. Do you guys want to take a break, or do you want to keep going before we finish up these talking points?
I can smoke another fucking cigarette.
Welcome to Connect Fun Labs. We're hard at work innovating some of the most fun and futuristic advancements ever. Over here, we have people pushing the boundaries of the latest Kinect technology. It's a whirlwind of progress that's inspiring a new level of entertainment. You see, the secret lies in Kinect's advanced capturing power that recognizes every single movement you make.
I literally thought you shot a spitball at me and hit me in the cheek. I was like, what the fuck did you do that for? I was like, wait a minute. His arms didn't move.
Yeah, there's weird beetles in here. I don't know where they came from. But
beetles.
Our next talking point beetles is the Eye of Sauron that comes with every single Xbox One.
The thing that makes me not want to buy a new Xbox.
That's what,
not
that's the
anyway
big thing that's turning
yes
you off?
Hey, what's wrong with Big Brother watching all the time? What's wrong with that?
I don't. I.
You
don't
want,
it's
you
not even about that.
Bill Gates is watching. He's there to monitor your health. And make sure you're all right.
It's not even about that. It's just about using it. I don't want to use it.
All right. So what we're talking about is the new Kinect
step game.
The new Kinect comes with every single Xbox One. It's packaged. It's part of the system. Apparently, if you detach it or if it's broken, the whole system won't work. It needs to be present and it needs to be on while the system is on. You can turn it off.
I bet you those motherfuckers are gonna fucking break like fucking chocolate. Like
well,
a Hershey
chocolate
bars
breaks. Wait, yeah, what? It's chocolate. Well,
like
how
a Hershey
often
bar
is chocolate known to break?
Hold on. I just want to use that. How the fuck often does chocolate break? That is a very strange analogy that
how
you
many
just threw out there.
How many Hershey bars have you had in your life?
7.
Okay, and you don't snap them apart, break them apart when you eat them?
No, but they're not known for easily breaking.
Sure they do.
No, I never had a Hershey bar just like break for no reason.
I've never heard the expression breaks like chocolate.
No.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, there you
but
go. That
Hershey
bar
breaks
say
rather easily.
No. Breaks like chocolate is very bizarre.
I said I'd give you guys that. Anyways, Kinect. Fuck it. Don't want it. Don't need it. Hate
fuck
it
in his face.
Hate it.
The only positive side I can see about Kinect is if like the wife gets into it and she starts doing like a lot of exercise and stuff, and then she becomes like Kate Upton.
Wow. Wow.
That's a jump.
Upton unlocked.
Wow.
There's like a Kate
Kinect
Upton
makes
game.
Your breasts bigger. Mm.
There's
first,
a
you
this
cut around your nipple. Second,
this
you put the silicone
no
pouch inside your breast.
Push-ups.
I hear there will
third
be... Gil, is it... I just heard this is a rumor, but there's going to be a cat daddy dance achievement. Is that correct?
Yes, if you somehow manage to have Kate Upton come to your house and do the cat daddy in front of you in that bikini in your living room without masturbating... You get the achievement. You are not allowed to touch yourself while that's happening.
It'll monitor your heart rate so it knows
yes
what you're doing.
I can't masturbate.
No, you can, but you won't get the achievement.
All right, that's one achievement I'm not going
to
get.
You should have to do that in the other room where it can't see you.
That's true. I have a plan to build a little mini diorama of my entire living room.
Yes.
Put it
full
right
Kinect
in front of my Kinect.
It'll know.
it won't pick up any heartbeats from the fake humans.
It'll know.
It has anti-diorama.
It'll know. Put a cloth on it, see what happens. Turn it around,
burn it right
see
off
what happens.
Turn itself around.
Didn't, Susie, you sent out an email the other day, like, to all of us about, like, so, like, some German military guy has...
No, it's like the German FCC or the German something
yeah
or other.
That guy's
board.
That guy's just a little nervous.
The guy can
nervous
see
about our supplier well, for
this,
the product,
this government
Skynet.
This government guy considers it a monitoring device.
Yeah, he's concerned over
yeah
it.
Yeah, so
yes
maybe Germany
probably is.
Xbox won't be that big in Germany.
No, it won't.
Doesn't sound like it.
Because, like I said, they have an ongoing conflict going on with Skynet, yeah. our vendor, yeah. for the supplies.
Okay.
I don't really understand. What's that?
The Nazis have never liked Microsoft.
I don't know why.
They both like to kill people slowly with money.
I don't understand what that meant.
That breaks like chocolate.
Yeah, I don't understand what that meant either.
You just broke it up like chocolate.
What the hell are you jabronis talking about?
That's a new aphid proof.
What's the break like chocolate mean?
Red meat and titties.
Yeah, kill bitches with money.
Slowly.
Breaks like chocolate.
I guess, supposedly you can shut off the Kinect, but you have to shut off the entire system. So if you have the system on at all, the Kinect is on, and it's fucking watching you. And there's no, and Microsoft just bought a patent that would allow for it to be able to monitor how many people are in the room, and it would be able to deactivate, like, if you're trying to watch a movie and you had too many people in the room, you wouldn't be able to watch the movie.
First, let me address your first point you made about the Kinect shutting off when you shut off the box. Not true.
You cannot shut off the Xbox at all?
Kinect, you can shut off the off. Xbox, but the Kinect is always on.
Is it true that the Kinect has a self-sustaining nuclear reactor inside it to keep powered even in the case of an emergency?
Skynet has not revealed those details yet.
Okay.
But yeah, I would say yes.
Yeah, when you shut off your Xbox, the Kinect stays on, listening for your next command.
Yes. Yeah,
you can walk in the room yes. and say, Xbox on.
Yes, exactly. The video camera's on as well, just in case.
And that video camera, Gil, you can confirm, also has a night vision setting where you can...
Why wouldn't it?
We can parasail your activities.
You can play in the dark.
Why wouldn't it?
So I can't jack off in the dark.
It has thermal scanners as well.
I was going to ask infrared.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
X-ray?
Unconfirmed, but the answer is yes.
So if I wanted to Bing Raven Riley, Xbox Kinect would watch me jack off.
Yes.
Just be incredulous about it. Who gives a shit? Just be like, hey, Bing anal porn. And when it's like, are you sure you want me to be? Yes, I said Bing anal porn. And send the results to Microsoft.
Because I don't want to be in front of my Xbox One and I'll Bing Raven Riley. I do my thing. Cleaning up.
Take your dick out and masturbate.
Bing
right
Corey Atwood. And then there's 20 videos of me furiously jerking off in front of my TV. That's what I'm worried about.
The future.
Just be fearless.
That's
fearless
the future.
And furious.
Future. What I'm was
going to have my name and address right above the entire thing.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
What was your second concern?
I don't remember.
Something about number of people or something.
Oh,
blah, blah, blah.
You guys over at Microsoft just bought a patent that would allow for the Xbox to disable itself or shut off if it found there were too many people in the room to be able to watch this movie. Like if I invited 20 people out of my house.
You guys know about that?
Yeah, it's public knowledge.
Who told you that?
It was we can see when you guys buy patents. It's public knowledge.
U.S. Patent Office, USPTO.
Yeah,
I believe it's called.
Adam, they know about the too many people watching a movie thing.
Deal with it.
Was that?
Yeah. Adam? Oh well, I guess since you know the cat's out of the bag, it's limited to 3 people per movie purchase.
That's horrible.
Fees, money, greed, good.
You guys are your cash flow is going up while Sony's is going down. You guys are doing something right.
Correct. And the more cash we get, the more AAA titles like Halo 20. You'll see.
Awesome. Triple game.
Is it true? I heard that if people come into my
yes.
house and they want to watch movies, is it true if the Xbox One shuts off, if they cram money into the Xbox or run their credit card down the side, they can watch the movie?
That is something I can confirm. It doesn't accept... We don't have... What's the thing called that accepts cash?
ATM?
No.
Everything?
That's something that gives you cash. Well, No. On the vending machines, the thing you slide your... I don't know what it's called.
A dollar?
But we don't have one of those.
Thingy.
We don't have one of those. But we do have a credit card slider on our Xbox.
Who would come and collect that?
We don't have one of those on them.
Okay.
We have a credit card slider
Sorry,
reader.
Sir.
American Express?
Yes. Amex? Fuck yeah.
Okay. We don't take Discover.
No, we take anything.
Oh, okay.
As long as it fucking gives me money.
All right. Next talking point. The emphasis or lack of emphasis on games. I think they talked about Forza. The next Forza game was a Forza 5.
But you can watch. Joe loves racing games. Let's ask him.
I do love racing games.
Which Forza was it?
Five.
5, definitely.
And there you go.
And there was some, it was like a mix between live action and something else. I don't remember.
I have.
That was Quantum Break. That was Quantum Break. Yeah. The guys that did Alan Wake.
Time travel shit.
Max
Payne. Fuck that noise. I have a sinking suspicion that half the game trailers that were shown during that thing were just glossy rendered.
Of course they were.
Cutscenes anyway. They weren't actual in-game. They might be in-engine, but they're not going to be like in-game.
Well, I think half would have been like, what, 1.5? Because didn't they only show like 3 games?
Yeah, well then
like,
all of them. Then yeah. I just wanted to sound cool.
I don't think you saw 1 ounce of game footage that whole time.
Yeah, it was all just glossy renders.
Francis. I doubt you saw game footage.
I bet
game.
The Madden that they Francis showed
combo
was gameplay. It didn't look that impressive.
Combo breaker.
Oh, Susie threw a...
Stop your talking to us, Francis.
I forgot what I was going to say. This is pretty bad. Oh, yes. So two things. I think they said the Madden or the FIFA demo was like not really in-engine. It was sort of like altered or something.
Totally rendered.
Yeah. Totally rendered. And the whole billion-dollar game thing. There's a rumor today that Dragon Age Inquisition showed up on Amazon Italy listed as Xbox One only. So that could be something there they spent their money on.
Exclusive.
So, but it's a hearsay and rumor, so...
Just exclusivity.
So again, you know, their money might be going somewhere, but what we saw might not have been anything. But again, E3 is 2 weeks away, and they might be saving all that good shit for then. They might be like, hey, we have from the creators of Mass Effect come this new Mass Effect-like game, and you know, boom, everybody's gonna be on it.
Okay. Misdirection, smoke and mirrors,
yeah.
Dogs and ponies.
I don't know why you would do it. We wouldn't just come out with it, and say, hey, we're badass.
Phil Harrison,
about the investors.
He just announced today that there will be no TV talk at E3.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, he said they're going to go over all the games. Well, I imagine they're going to go through all the games. That's what everyone's expect because they said 15, what, 7 or 8 of which are totally new. So that's what everyone expects, and that's their excuse as to why they didn't show any games. But why the fuck didn't they show off?
They better have
console
some,
with
they,
games.
They better have some good stuff to show because Sony's coming out with The Last of Us. They've already showed a bunch of games, some indie stuff. I mean, if you're a gamer... I mean, if you're not concerned with the TV stuff and you're buying it to play games, I mean, Sony's already done the job. I mean, they already have stuff coming off the PS3.
Yeah.
There's no exclusive announced for the Xbox. I mean, you want games, I mean, there's only one way to go.
Didn't Sony just, like, was it today or yesterday, like, made an announcement that said, we are first and foremost a game console?
Yeah, that was either today or yesterday, yeah.
It was a total, like,
good
shoot to Microsoft.
But again, Microsoft is making money, you know, giving ads, movies, and all this other stuff as well, and Sony's kind of going down the hill, so you kind of have to think, like, who's doing the right thing here?
Do me a favor and look at PlayStation Sony's account sheet and tell me how well they're doing.
But then again, that's because they...
You know where their arrow's pointing?
That's because,
down!
Well, that's again because they had the cell architecture and the PlayStation 3 was a pain in the ass to code for and all this other stuff, so...
You know where our arrow's going?
Up.
Up!
It is. Can't lie.
Tell me we're doing something wrong, then.
Windows 8.
Yeah.
Oh!
What's that have to do with anything? Came out with Windows 8.1.
How's your Windows phone, sir?
I don't
is
have
that what you're calling us on?
No.
I didn't think so. Was it
no,
so?
That's a Nokia. He's calling us on
yes.
Our Apit-proof Nokia.
Yeah. No, Nokia and Microsoft have a deal, don't they?
Correct.
Now, this is one of those big old...
This is a Zach Morris phone.
Yeah.
All right, anyways. I'm done for a while.
Good.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. This is the first time I've ever like been interested in console launches, and this was clearly the first console launch that was not aimed at me in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I thought that was
kind of
funny.
Do we really even care about console launches? It's like watching the NBA draft.
I have to buy a console.
I don't care about the NBA draft, but I care about console launches.
What do you mean you have
but
to buy a console?
To. We don't have to care.
I got to get one at launch.
Why?
Well, I got to get... Well, Killzone Mercenary comes out at launch.
Yeah, we're getting PS4.
Killzone 4. Killzone 4 comes out.
Audio fist bump.
Killzone 4 comes out the day of, and that multiplayer is going to be going the day of, and I got to be in there.
Me and Francis are
going to
be in there dropping
with everybody else.
But that's not going to happen. You know you're not going to keep level.
We're going to drop
motherfuckers. No, I'm going to try to... You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to try to buy less games. Well, it's going
to happen.
Yeah,
but you can't Skype. You won't be able to Skype.
Snap. Skype.
Plan up.
Yeah, you won't
Why am I
going to want
to Skype with somebody when I'm shooting dudes in the face?
So you can trash tack.
How about we just share with each other what we're doing like the whole time? We'll just hit the share button on what both of us are doing.
Yeah.
Yes.
That Halo,
Halo
TV
show.
Yes, that's why I thought you were going to
that's
why you're going to pick
something.
That up immediately.
No, I'm a little insulted that.
Okay. Steven Spielberg though, he made Indiana Jones and Star Wars.
He also made Animaniacs and Tiny Toons, but not everything he's tied to has
Animaniacs and Tiny Toons.
Who made AI?
To pay for each
both
episode.
Of those are great, but
who made AI? Was that Steven Spielberg or George Lucas?
Yeah, Steven Spielberg.
No, I mean, he sucked dick.
Haley Joel Osment.
Thanks for coming out of left field with that.
That ending wasn't very good.
That movie sucked.
No, it's awful.
Haley Joel Osment can fuck himself sideways.
Haley Joe dead people.
Indiana Jones.
Guys, how much longer do you need me? There's a lot of movement going on.
Sorry, Gilbert.
In the complex.
We wanted to ask you if it was true that the Xbox One's gonna suck balls.
That's entirely false. I don't see how that's gonna happen.
What improvements have you made to the controller?
The controller?
Yes.
Sleeker design. It's half the size of the Xbox 360 controller.
Half the size?
It has half. It has three more buttons than the Xbox 360 controller.
Are the white and black buttons coming back?
No. We replaced them with... This is the new button that's been on no system before, the share button. We have that, yes.
That's innovative.
Yes. We got that coming out. That's you push the share button.
Fingers!
And then... It shares
penis
footage of your gameplay on Facebook and stuff like that.
Oh,
all in
awesome.
One.
So yes. whenever somebody goes to watch a video, it could be, hey, this is played on Xbox. And
correct.
This is the video, and people that'll track people on the system. Awesome.
Yes, but they have to pay a fee to watch the video.
Oh, genius.
What if Nintendo's doing that too?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Nintendo's smart.
I'm throwing the combo breaker.
What just happened to me?
What if I Bing Nikki Sims? And then accidentally hit the share button as I'm enjoying Nikki Sims. Like, is everyone going to see...
Fingers!
We're going to see mine?
That's the road you're going to have to travel.
Yeah, you got to be careful what you...
If you hit share by accident, I don't know why you'd be holding a controller while you're looking at...
I'll bounce on the side of the couch.
Yeah, sometimes you got to.
My cat walks by all the time, man.
Well,
between you and
it'll
the
just
cat.
Go out there, man.
All right, well...
It'll just go out there.
Fingers!
We'll be on YouTube very soon, apparently. So let's move on. We only got two more talking points. You got time, Gil? You gonna be able to stay around?
I got like 5-10 more minutes. There's just I don't know what's going on out of my room, but there's just a lot of noise. Even Adam left. I just don't know.
All right. Well, while we still got you, achievements. I guess achievements will be dynamic. They'll be able to
TV achievements.
Yes, there'll be TV. Tell us about the TV achievements.
You watch a show, you get an achievement. Yes. And
why?
Because people like watching television shows.
What's the value behind watching a TV show?
It'll make people watch shows more, spend more money, because they can get achievements for watching the shows.
But it's not an achievement. What did you achieve by watching the show?
Yeah,
you just really did it.
Have you ever tried watching Silver Spoons?
Point taken.
There you go.
Achievement. Finishing all of Punch Drunk Love.
Exactly.
From start to finish. Worst Adam Sandler movie ever.
You get 100,000... gamer points for finishing X-Men The Last Stand.
Was that the third movie?
Yes.
That was awful.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Gil, is it true that at the end of the movie, The Matrix Revolutions, it asks you whether Neo was antivirus software or not, and if you answer correctly, you get a 10,000 point achievement?
That's not confirmed. The Wachowskis are very... very quiet. They don't like any sort of interaction with other media sources. So, and one of them used to be a dude, and now they're a chick, and Xbox is strongly opposed to that.
All right, Gil, settle down, man.
I told you things are stressful here right now.
It asks you the end of the Batman movie, and you have to give the correct answer based on your viewing of it.
Yes.
What is Microsoft's interpretation of the
ending? Is Batman dead?
Yes, Batman dead, Gil.
Microsoft's interpretation is that... whatever will make them more money is the route they should go.
That's a cop-out.
I'm just saying, if Batman needs to be alive for them to make $1 billion, then Batman's alive.
That is a PR answer if I've ever heard one.
Correct.
All right, I know achievements don't mean anything, and they're just a fucking number, but like, just like what Joe said, you really have to achieve. You beat a game on hard, you get this arbitrary number that you can just fucking rub in everybody's face on your friends list. Like, yes, I beat Mass Effect 3 on insane. I achieved that. Or I watched the entire season of
Friends.
Yeah.
Exactly. Then there's another new
achievements for that.
A new aspect to achievements. We're combining two gaming philosophies, microtransactions and achievements. So now when you're stuck and you can't get that hard to get achievement for a small fee, you can unlock it.
That's confirmed by our anonymous source.
Yes.
Financial achievement?
Yes.
Excellent.
So every single achievement will be purchasable.
Can be microtransaction. Correct.
Shut up and take my money.
Exactly. I like that. Who is that man?
I think he's a Microsoft employee, I think.
There's a lot of ruckus going on in my room. A lot of ruckus.
All right, so I think that's all the talking points I have. That and the console war is, like, clearly back. Like, it's almost like at a Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis level. Like,
this is banging on my door. What? I gotta... Guys, I think I need to leave.
Is there someone in the room with you?
Yeah. Someone just barged into my door. What do you want? Oh! Oh, God! Oh! Oh! God! What?
Gil! Gil!
We lost Gil.
Gil!
Dude, what the fuck just happened?
I think some information might have leaked out there that was just so sensitive.
What the hell just happened?
Microsoft hired a hit on Gil.
Yeah, that sounded pretty... I don't want to make any speculation on what happened to Gil. Again, we are not responsible for what happened to Gil. Gil called in on his own free will. So,
should we?
Oh.
Damn you, Bill Gates!
Should we call someone?
Yeah, we should call Bill Gates and tell him. Son of a bitch, he was our inside man.
Well, actually, here at the Ape It Proof phone, we can actually only receive calls. We can't actually make phone calls.
Our hands are wiped clean then.
Yes, Gil, I hope everything worked out. We don't know what happened. So, best of luck, Gil.
Listen to Ape It Proof.
Has anyone been in... Gunshots could hang phones up.
Has anyone been in the deal with it box yet?
18 years.
Has anyone been in the deal with it box yet?
No.
How long has it been since you've heard a legitimate dial tone?
Strike one.
What's going on?
Roger Lee, do you want to be in the deal with a box?
I want to see what it's like.
It's 5 minutes of silence.
Shut the hell up. Deus Ex is the worst game ever.
You know what? That's three
Bio.
Strikes.
Deal with it. Yeah, deal with it.
Shut off your mic. All right.
I don't understand. Why would you do that on purpose?
I don't know. You wanted to test it out, I guess.
Well, how do you get in the deal with a box?
Functionality. You'd be a jerk.
Yeah, if you were to interrupt three times and you're not using your combo cards. Mm. So, all right, so we're moving on to the FAP segment. All right. Almost played gay there. All right, so listener comments. We don't have a lot. We put out on the Facebook page earlier today, asked our listeners what they thought of the Xbox One announcement. And Randall Barsh II said, "My next console is going to be a Sony. Enough said." So
wow. Yeah. It is enough said. Good on you, Randall.
Yeah, so it doesn't look like, from what we see from Randall, he's going to be picking up an Xbox One. I think a lot of people are feeling that
or
way.
Or an X-Bone,
well,
if you will.
I mean, if you're into the NFL, you're into Madden, you're into Call of Duty, you're going to stick with the Xbox. Regardless. Most people already have the Kinect anyways.
It is, I mean...
If you like Halo, you like Call of Duty, which is most of America. You like Madden, which is most of America. You like football. You're probably already have an Xbox with a Kinect.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I'm clearly not the target audience, but the target audience is like 20-something males.
20-something Madden Call of Duty players.
And there's a fuck ton of them.
Yep, millions.
So they're going to buy the Xbox One.
And get their NFL stuff.
So,
feel bad for them.
Yeah, well,
they're
going to
enjoy
it. They're not core gamers.
Air quotes.
Yeah, thank you.
The amount of money that's going to be involved with just owning the new systems alone is just going to drive so many people out. How financially, how can anyone even sit
there?
Shut
up and take my money!
Yeah, how can you justify sitting there and paying every day for something that you might only use like twice, three times a week or whatever?
Don't mic him. He's in the deal with a box.
Yeah, sorry.
Deal with it. Yeah, deal with it.
Who was that guy?
I don't know. That was a quote I took from Better Off.
Deal with it.
I typed in deal with it in YouTube and that came up, so... All right, so our question under the influence, I guess, is who had a better unveiling, Sony, Microsoft, or Nintendo? So that goes out to our listeners.
Nintendo had an unveiling?
They announced the Wii U a while ago. A long time ago.
Okay.
They've unveiled things. They had a Nintendo Direct.
About a month ago. What's his face?
Shigeru Miyamoto?
Howard Lincoln was the old president. I can't remember the new guy's name.
Miyamoto?
I don't know, Reggie was in it, though.
Reggie fills me, yes.
So, so what does everybody think? Who had a better unveiling? I think it's probably pretty obvious what everyone thinks.
Sony. Oh, my God. So Sony.
All right, Roger, you've been out for 2 minutes. I say we let you back in.
Thank you.
All right, you're back in.
Thank you. Stop dealing with it now.
Okay, I'm going to say my piece real quick.
Stop dealing with it.
I'm going to go with Xbox. I had the best unveiling.
Combo breaker! Thank you.
Roger broke that combo.
I'm going to go with PlayStation 4 had the best unveiling.
Okay.
Because the Xbox One unveiling was dumb. And stupid, and no one liked it.
Susie throws a
finish my statement.
Combo Breaker.
Roger.
Combo
Breaker. And then Susie
combo
throws...
Breaker, combo Breaker.
Wait, well, how many do you guys have?
I just used my last one.
Right, there was a lot thrown, you and Roger too. Threw the last one. Joe just threw the last one.
I don't have shit to say.
But you threw it. Say something.
I just did.
Okay, well...
Xbox, suck my balls.
I'd throw my last one because I feel obligated because everybody threw theirs.
I got the shredder.
You can't throw another one.
That's my last one.
Did.
I was already in there.
No, last one.
Okay.
Combo breaking.
Combo breaker.
I will never buy an Xbox One. Ever.
Oh.
Ever.
Okay, this is going
ever.
On the internet. This will be recorded. Everyone heard that.
So I am officially becoming a PlayStation 4 fanboy.
Yeah, I can only buy one console next generation.
You're gonna confirm that even before E3?
Just wait till they reveal exclusive Metal Gear Solid 20.
Battlefield 4, Forza.
Well, Battlefield 4 has been confirmed.
Phantom Pain. Metal Gear Solid 5. I'm in already. I'm deep.
Mech Assault.
Oh, what about Mech Assault? They're supposedly going to unveil a revived franchise at E3. That's what Microsoft
There's no David Hayter.
I know. It's a different guy.
Okay.
It's okay.
Didn't they say revived Rare franchise?
Who cares?
Conker's Bad Fur Day?
Or Killer Instinct.
Whatever they try to hook you with, it's just going to be bullshit anyway. They're just going to try to hook you with games now at E3 after they let everybody down so bad at this unveiling.
All right, but in the future, if you buy an Xbox One, you better believe I'm playing this segment in the middle of
Go
the
ahead.
Next
I want to hear myself when I'm old. When
okay.
I'm 55.
We'll play it and we'll...
I want to hear myself at 30 years old.
You're not 30 yet?
I'm
no,
30,
you must hear
okay.
it.
But when I'm 55 and finally buy an Xbox One, I want to hear what I sounded like at 30.
Okay.
Because I'm
be
never
retro.
Gonna buy one. Buy one when 55 just to hear myself.
It'd be a retro one then.
Yep.
Yeah. It would be. It would be a retro purchase.
We'd so go to the control of
can
the
you
shabby
I have to leave
piece.
That out because you can't say his name.
Can you buy used Xbox One?
Ah, for a female.
Yeah. Ooh!
I wish that guy. I wish
Ooh.
Gil was still here.
If Gil was still on the line, we'd be able to ask him. But
let's not talk about him anymore.
No, Gil.
Hey, we got a Ouija board here. Let's just.
Gil's resting in
Gil.
Peace. Let's let him go. All right. So before we do the plugs, let's close this out. F Mary Kill, PlayStation 4, Wii U, Xbox One. Joe, go.
Fuck Wii U. Kill Xbox. Marry PS4.
No explanation as to why each.
You give me a minute here, huh?
Okay.
I would fuck Wii U because it's like an old girlfriend that I'm like familiar with and I know how to push her buttons and we're cool with them. I would marry the PS4 because, frankly, it's just going to be a good system. I can smell it in the air tonight.
And then Xbox,
I'm just going to kill it because fuck that thing. Fuck it in its glory hole, which I'm sure cost you 400 Microsoft points to open.
I think they're getting rid of the Microsoft points. It's going to be like regular dollars now. No more fun bucks.
Yeah, then $2 for glory hole.
Okay. Susie?
Oh, man. I would have to kill the Wii U because I don't see anything about that other than Deus Ex of the Wii U.
Fuck you.
Which looks good. But I would have to fuck the PlayStation 4 and marry the Xbox because the Xbox is the moneymaker.
Marry the Xbox?
Money. Xbox will make money. Off fees.
That's
and
true.
Other
Shut
things.
Up and take my money.
You wouldn't mind that while married to it, it's going to be out.
Late I'd be having sex with the PlayStation 4.
It's going to be checking on you all the time.
It's
going to
be hanging out
hours.
With 30 frat boys, like COD ghosting it every single angle.
That's fine. I'll be hanging out with the PS4, getting my entertainment out of that.
That's true.
It's going to be checking on you at all times, constantly connected to you.
Hey, right, dude.
Roger.
Let's do dance. I agree with Francis. I would also marry the Xbox One because it is a moneymaker.
That's a good point.
And I want to be supported. I would...
Sony's not going anywhere anytime soon.
I would bang, fuck, the Wii U, and I would kill the PlayStation 4.
Why fuck the Wii U?
Because the Wii U is a fun time.
Fun
cute. Old friend.
Looks like
no.
current gen.
It looks cute. It's a cute looking system.
Looks like last gen.
Very nice.
It's a cute looking system.
You want the latest and greatest.
It's a cute... looking system. The like PlayStation 4 is like a dime piece that like you just don't want to deal with that uppity.
Well, you only
like,
have
oh, you're doing
uppity.
This wrong. You're doing
you
that wrong.
Yet. It supports indies.
It sits there and stares in your
That's
eyes.
That's true.
Lifelessly.
Which is why
oh
I.
Oh God.
Hey.
I'm gonna come.
Shoot from the hip, Skip.
Thank you. I would marry the PS4 because I think we would have a long future together. And because of its interest in indies, I want to see some like creative new shit. I'm tired of Call of Duty. Xbox One, I would kill that because I have zero interest in it right now, and it pisses me off that I feel like it's not targeted towards me, which I know is like a bitchy, whiny thing, but fuck, I've been playing games for a long time, and for a console launch to totally exclude me, I feel hurt. And I would have sex with the Wii U Same reason Roger said, because it's a very cute system. It's like the Phoebe Cates in her heyday of systems. It's adorable.
It's the Zooey Deschanel of the system.
There you go. And I would fuck the Wii U. So,
Listeners,
if you have, let us know what your F, Mary, Kill is for the three major consoles. You can let us know via Facebook at facebook.com/apitproof, Twitter at apitproof, or our email address, which I believe is apitproof@gmail.com. Yeah, let us know either way. Just send us hate mail. Send us whatever you want. We will read it on the air. Whatever you say, pretty much, we will read on the air.
So. If we tell us how you feel about politics.
Test us. Whatever you say, we will read on the air.
If we put up a poll that asks you a question with options to answer, don't fucking just like the fucking post. Why don't you answer the fucking question, you jabronis?
Yeah, that's...
Honestly, if you take the time to push like, can't you take the time to fucking pick an option?
Just
write the letter.
Yeah, I agree that... Two people liked my poll. You know who answered the poll? Just me.
Yeah.
Even you three didn't answer the poll.
We didn't even like it.
I can't. Yeah, you didn't even like it. But I'm glad. To tell you the truth, I'm glad people didn't say that they wanted me to build that webpage. Because after I put that poll up, I was like, I don't want to fucking do that. It's not worth
it. It's a terrible idea.
So, yeah, if you want to find out what that is, go to our Facebook page. It's still up. Anybody have anything else they want to talk about before I get to plugs?
No.
Prey 2 was picked up by the Dishonored dev.
Great. So that's a great. Awful. Can't wait to sneak around freaking aimlessly for nothing.
Oh.
Wow.
That's having a second thoughts about Dishonored, are we?
Dishonored,
I already said
or
I
Prey?
Stopped playing it because it was too boring.
Aha! Zingering ding.
What was the last game you finished on a console?
Bioshock crapped me.
Yeah, Infinite.
Oh, Infinite, okay.
Bioshock Take My Hand and Lead Me. Because I don't want to do my own
Let's
thoughts.
Not go down that road. We don't have any more combo breaker cards. Right. Roger will be in the dealer with box in 2 seconds. All right,
I
plugs.
Didn't say anything.
Game I know, but never. I could see you. You got mad. You got all, I don't know. You wanted to go on. Yeah, exactly. You were ballooning up.
You were Biff from Back to the Future 2.
You were COD ghosting.
Biff you in the mouth.
All right, so plugs. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. If you give us a 5-star review, I still have a bunch of codes for a free month of PlayStation Plus. I think I got like 7 codes left, so if you go there and do that, get a free month of PlayStation Plus, play free games, get free trophies. Tell a friend about us, retweet us, or share us on Facebook. We still have a digital copy of Skyrim. How should we give that away? That guy never claimed it.
What a dick.
I agree. I know you
fucking
wanted to create a game last
time. Fucking people,
this stuff is free. Does Randy have it?
No, I got the code for it.
Brandon, no, Randy Mark, has the third game. Esquire. No. Randy owns Skyrim.
Okay.
Yes.
So how what should be the contest to give away this digital copy of Skyrim? For the 360,
why
by the way.
Why bother?
Well, you got,
because I have it.
I know, but...
Does anybody we know need Skyrim? Skyrim?
Skyrim?
Skyrim?
Don't be Skyrim. I don't know. No, I don't know anyone. Maybe Steve-O.
What? Yeah, to Steve-O. We're
not just going to give it to a friend. We have to
come
up with some sort of...
Why don't you just post the code on the Facebook page, and the first one to get it gets it.
Why don't we just give it to a major website? In exchange for letting us podcast on there.
Because they gave it to us. Okay, the first person to post on either Twitter, it would have to be at us, email us, or on Facebook, give me the Skyrim code.
No.
I will give you the Skyrim code.
We're that sure that you suckers aren't even listening to us. Fuck you.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, yeah, so just say, give me the Skyrim code, and I will give you a free digital copy of Skyrim for the 360. You don't even need a 360. You can just take the code and fucking sell it to somebody. So that's free game. So all you gotta do is listen all the way to the end of the podcast,
games.
Which is a trial in itself.
Huh?
Game for free.
A little shout out, August 3rd and 4th, Boston Comic Con was rescheduled to those days.
Yes.
So that's going down. We'll be there doing some cosplay interviews.
Yes, we'll be doing silly interviews.
Yes.
Those will go up on
August 3rd and 4th. We're just going to 3rd.
Whoa.
Yes, those will be going up on
our... I got
our
you a ticket.
Okay.
All right. So don't owe me.
Jeez. You got to remind me of these things.
Those will be going up on our YouTube page, which we also have. Just YouTube search 8-Bit Proof. We have a page there. All our pack stuff is there. Anybody else have anything else they want to plug?
My anus. That was a game in America.
No.
There's nothing to plug.
All right.
Last of Us is coming out.
Yeah, Last of Us is.
Last of Us will probably be out before this podcast goes up, or on the same day.
Like a plug Roger's ridiculous idea about not buying a video game for a year.
I'm doing it.
I can't express how stupid of an idea that is, being on a video game podcast.
No, we'll count it as the year goes by.
Yeah, Rogers, he's going to be our official go-to nose-picking guy. You're going like knuckle
Hell
deep
yeah.
there.
When I get the itch in there, I got to go for it.
No shame at all. Just cramming the whole hand. You're going to be our go-to comic book TV dude. Cause
yeah, and I can still say stuff about video games.
Yeah, it'll be regurgitated ideas from things you read online.
What else have I been doing?
Ah, true.
There you go.
True.
Dungeons & Dragons, Chronicles of Bestiaro, the old arcades getting reproduced and coming out in June.
People still play Dungeons & Dragons?
Yeah,
like, is that
really?
Actually a thing? Oh,
have you been
still
to PAX?
Do?
You're going to ask that?
I'm just saying.
Did you go to PAX?
It seems like an odd thing
there was
to
nothing
still do.
But Dungeons & Dragons.
Like, people don't really play, like, Monopoly as a thing.
People
like
play Monopoly all the time.
When have you seen people play Monopoly?
I play Monopoly.
When? When was the last time you played Monopoly?
Tuesday.
Bullshit. Balderdash.
What's wrong with things that other people like?
They're just
stupid and Roger doesn't like them.
Okay.
All right, can we end this podcast?
Yeah. In August, I'm strongly thinking about giving up comic books for a year, too.
You're
a clown. I don't even
clown.
Know what to say.
All right,
to
let's
that.
Get out of here before we completely disagree. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Like fucking chocolate.